Bluffs, Massachusetts, on Martha's Vineyard Island. I was teaching fellow at Wayne State University in Detroit and planning a dissertation on Doris Lessing when in 1969 she published the book Four Gated City. This was to be the final book in a series called Children of Violence, which I believe was more than 15 years in the making. I think it started in 1952. And it was quite a surprise to me because it departed from her what was primarily a social and political outlook or point of view. The dedication of the book was from a Sufi teaching story, and Doris Lessing had come under the influence of Idris Shah, who was a main Sufi teacher in England. And part four of the book had an epigraph from Rumi. And I'm going to read that epigraph because that was my main reason for responding here. The epigraph says, "From realm to realm, man went, reaching his present reasoning, knowledgeable, robust state, forgetting earlier forms of intelligence. So too shall he pass beyond the current forms of perception. There are a thousand other forms of mind, but he has fallen asleep. He will say, quote, I had forgotten my fulfillment, ignorant that sleep and fancy were the cause of my suffering. He says, my sleeping experiences do not matter. Come, leave such asses to their meadow. Because of necessity, man acquires organs. So, necessitous one, increase your need." That epigraph stuck with me all these years. And it was like a turning point in my life. I actually pursued some Sufi training after that, and it stayed with me for a long, long time, and I've continued to read Rumi, of course. And actually, I did not stick with Doris Lessing. Actually, I'm been with the Buddhists on Martha's Vineyard here for since 1999. I'm very involved in Buddhism right now. Right on that same page that I was reading, there's another quotation from Idris Shah about evolution, and that Sufis believe that humanity is evolving towards a certain destiny. And I'm very sympathetic with that idea, and I guess it carries over into Buddhism as well.